This is a fall fun and foliage edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, October 3rd. Travel writer Gary Knowles is here with his recommended things to do in October, and we will welcome you to share your favorite fall activities. I'm especially interested in your favorite fall drives to see Wisconsin's spectacular fall colors. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Gary Knowles is the Upper Great Lakes columnist at Journal and Topics newspapers and contributing travel editor for American Boomer. And he's also the author of the book, The Great Wisconsin Touring Guide. Hello, Gary.
Hey, good morning. And boy, what a great day it is to be out in Wisconsin, except for the rain.
Oh, I know. You know what? You know what, Gary? The S-word's in the forecast, too.
Oh, I heard that this morning coming in. I heard somebody say that, and I thought, well, it's only October. How can that be?
Well that happens. And it's going to melt, though. They said that Friday, flurries perhaps in southern Wisconsin, maybe a little bit of accumulating snow in the northwest, but it's supposed to melt. So we can still, I hope, enjoy Wisconsin's fall.
And well, you know, there's nothing like all those spectacular colors with a white background, I guess, you know. So
it really is a beautiful time of year. I've been seeing some photos that friends have been sharing on Facebook of the fall colors, and boy, some of the shots from especially the Northwoods are just breathtaking.
There have been some awesome shots from up there, and especially when people go out and they get up into the lake country, and you know, you get the sun coming from the side angle and you get some of those photos. Yeah, there have been some really incredible photos up there. And I've you know, had a few good days. I got out into the road a few times. I was down in southwest Wisconsin, got to travel a little bit down toward Monroe and then over to the New Glarus area. And that was really pretty down there as well, and it was even pre-peak yet, and I think that once this cold front blows through here, I think there's still going to be a lot of great color out there, and so I would encourage people to continue to plan to go see it. And you know, I think the colors really actually stay good into mid-November, and that's providing that, of course, the S-word doesn't happen too severely here.
Yeah, so do you have a favorite fall drive?
I like a lot of them, and I guess one of the places that I always like to head is over to the Great River Road and over onto the Mississippi mm-hmm. River and the St. Croix River area. If you would take off from, say, Onalaska or over there at La Crosse and go up Highway 35, going up toward Fountain City and then up to Alma and up into that region, that's always a pretty drive any time of the year, but especially in autumn. And then if you kind of come back down the other side through the M state, through Minnesota, that's on Highway 61 over there. That is really another spectacular drive. It's a great loop you can do, and you can do it easily in a day to just do the drive. And I got to say, if you get up to Stockholm up there, there is a super pie company in Stockholm called the Stockholm Pie Company. I'd really recommend a stop there because they have some fabulous pies.
That is on my list of things to do. I've got a number of things that I have yet to accomplish on my Tell Joy Where to Go assignments, and that Stockholm and pies and art.
They have
wonderful art over there too, I understand.
That's true. And then actually over in Minnesota too, you know, if you get over into Red Wing, they've got some great antique stores over there and some good artists in that area. There are some wineries up in the hills up in those areas, so you can really have a great run over there. And hopefully we'll get some nice warm weather yet coming in, and it'd be some great some great late fall drives over there.
Well, we have a caller, so let's go to Barb in Ozaukee County first. Hi, Barb. What are you doing?
Good morning. This is perfect timing, Joy, because this morning I'm leaving with three of my best friends, and we are driving to Wabino which is way up in Forest County, so we'll see all the colors. I'm on the Wisconsin chart. It looks like they're at peak color this weekend. It is going to be a little chilly, I hear, but we're starting our day doing a 5K walk for a fundraiser for the Wabino Fire Squad in the morning tomorrow. And then there's a great restaurant in Wabino. It's called the Big Easel. And they have all local artisans showcasing their artwork and a gourmet chef in this little town. And then the town that's about 10 miles north of there, called Townsend, is having a play tomorrow night. So we're going to do that. And then we'll probably have a couple cocktails in between all of that and just have a great time.
That sounds wonderful. And I am familiar with, certainly with Wabino in Townsend.
Okay.
Gary, have you, I mean, it's...
I have been through it, but I've never been to the Big Eagle. And I just wrote it down here.
It was easel as an art easel.
Oh, the big easel.
Yeah.
I'd be looking for the bird. Okay. Okay, so I'll look for the big easel.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. And enjoy the color. So, yes, you mentioned the fall color report from Travel Wisconsin, which I think we have linked that to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So,
and yeah, if you go to travelwisconsin.com, you can actually sign up there, and they'll email you the changing conditions every week. And so it's a good service.
Yeah. So, and there's so many things. It's not just driving around to see the colors. It's stopping at the restaurants or staying over or doing whatever. Going for a wonderful hike somewhere would be a wonderful thing to do, too. Carrie on Facebook says, anywhere in and around the Baraboo Bluffs, amazing. Devil's Lake is another breathtaking place during the fall or any time for that matter. Let's celebrate this wonderful state.
I agree, boy, for sure. And the Baraboo Bluffs are just spectacular. Great place to go. I take Highway 60 going through that area over there. Maybe go over to Spring Green area and kind of head up to the north from there. If you're on Highway 23, take Highway 23 all the way from like Mineral Point all the way up to the Dells. And it's really one of our most beautiful regular highways in the state.
I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles. Gary is a travel writer and joins us once a month with interesting, fun, informative, entertaining things to do in our great state of Wisconsin. We are celebrating October and our fall colors during this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. We welcome your recommendations, too, for fall drives or fall fun. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Corners, Slade's Corners, Abel's Corners, Newbrook Corners, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut. I've been over there.
This is the October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. We'll get back to recommendations for fun things to do in Wisconsin in just a few minutes. But first, time for us to let you know we are in our fall membership drive. That's right. This is the first day of the fall pledge drive. Your support is the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great programs. Bill Martins is with me to encourage you to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 right now to make your gift in support of the programs that you count on. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Joy. And our goal this morning is 3 million pledges. No, I'm kidding.
We're almost there.
It's 26 pledges this morning, and we actually have a couple of them in already, so that's nice to see. And we've got a really great reason to give this hour, Joy.
Oh, we have a wonderful sweepstakes, I guess you'd call it, a drawing. Donate any amount during our fall membership drive, and you could be the lucky winner of 3 different adventures. You get to pick from 3 different adventures. You could travel to the Rhine River in Europe. You could experience the rich culture and cuisine of France. Or you could see Alaska's beautiful scenery. And I am thrilled to be hosting that trip, that cruise to Alaska.
Lucky you.
So you can help pay for the Joy Cardine Show and be entered into this drawing at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, it's your pledge means your chance for the getaway of a lifetime, and it helps us get one step closer to meeting that goal and one step closer to funding the programs you depend on. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And again, your pledge of any amount will enter you into that drawing for that the chance to win one of those three trips. You get to bring a guest, of course, along mm-hmm. with you. So make that pledge, support this program, support this service, and possibly win a trip of a lifetime. And speaking of trips, you might want to have with you some ID tags that you could put on your luggage or on your keychain, Bill. And we also have a special thank you with that.
Yeah, we do. I mean, how many times have you lose your keys or your phone? I know I lose mine every now and then. And so you can ask for these WPR logo secure ID tags. All right. So if you lose them, those tags will help you get them back. So that's for that pledge of $5 a month or $60 or more. Ask for the ID tags at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. During this membership drive, we're offering something very special. It's your chance to win a trip and to choose your own adventure. The lucky winner will choose between a holiday cruise up the Rhine River in Europe, an Alaskan adventure, or a getaway to France. No matter which trip you pick, you'll enjoy great lodging, great food, spectacular sights, and the company of WPR staff and your fellow listeners. Your pledge of any amount gets you entered, but no contribution is necessary to win. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Find the details and the fine print at WPR.org/drawing. Or enter with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good luck.
Good luck indeed. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift of $5 or $10 or $15 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
Our monthly giving program is becoming more and more popular. In fact, we have more than 14,000 sustainers, and that pool is growing every single day. So give it a try. We think you're really going to like it. Just set up a monthly amount to come from your bank account or credit card. Then just sit back and relax. So it's really easy to get started with a gift of $10 a month, say, or whatever amount works for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Again, we are working toward a goal of 26 pledges. During this hour, we have 23 to go, so won't you be one of them at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And giving to WPR is really easy. All it takes is just a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $10 a month, and that donation will come back to you every day in the form of great programs like the Joy Cardine Show. So show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and please give as generously as you can.
Thanks a lot, Bill. We'll talk to you later. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, talking with travel writer Gary Knowles during this October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, where I ask you to tell me where to go for a unique, a special, a fun Wisconsin experience. Today we're looking at fun October activities, fun fall activities, including scenic drives. Do you have a recommendation? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk at WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, as we're driving around leaf peeping, Gary, what are some other fun fall events going on that that are at the top of your list?
Well, it's always great to get out there and kind of go up toward northern Wisconsin, as we were talking before. And one event I wanted to tell you about, Joy, that is actually not in Wisconsin, it's in Michigan, but it's for fans of movies and film. And I know there's a lot of fans out there of the movie Somewhere in Time, which was... Mm-hmm. Christopher Reeve starred in that one, and it was shot over on Mackinac Island. And I happened to have a chance to get over there recently, and they were telling me about they have a huge festival they do every year where people come and they like to reenact scenes out of the movie. And so if you want to go and do that, they have this huge festival the 24th to the 26th on Mackinac Island, and it would be great to drive up through the United the Upper Peninsula, go up through Escanaba, kind of head over that way, see the northern shore of Lake Michigan, and then get over to the island and get on your costume and be part of the recreated scenes from Somewhere in Time over there at Mackinac Island.
That sounds like a very unique experience.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fun. And apparently there are I want to say hundreds, probably close to thousands of people who really identify with that movie. And it's become a real cult thing to do. So that's one thing you could do. And it's kind of a little off the beaten path.
Well, one other thing that I'm interested in, Gary, is I understand that there's a chance that I could be named the pasty queen of Mineral Point.
I think you ought to be, Joy.
Right.
It's, you know, well, you know Stephanie Klett, the state tourism secretary, just served as the Limburger queen down at the Cheese Days.
Better her than me. I'm just kidding.
Well, she did a great job, too. She's got a regal wave. But anyway, you could become the queen of pasties down in Mineral Point for 2014. They're having a contest. All you have to do is make your pasty. You probably have
I'm going to lose then. Okay.
An old family recipe. Mm-hmm. Put it together, freeze it, and then give it to them. And I think it's November 7th down there, they're going to be cooking up all the pasties, and they're going to have a panel of judges who will judge which is the best one. And if yours is judged the best one, you could be the queen of pasties for Mineral Point. Or if you're a male, you could be the king of pasties for Mineral Point for the year. I guess it's for the year 2014, but it might be that it extends into 2015 until they choose the next one.
Right. I'm assuming that's it. So we are talking about fun things going on in Wisconsin in October and ways that we can enjoy our fall colors. And we're welcoming your recommendations. I am still looking for a Tell Joy Where to Go assignment for October. So if you have some sort of fun festival going on in your community, or if you have a fall drive that you'd like to recommend, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Let's Kathy on Facebook says that she recommends the road from Iron River to Drummond through the National Forest near the Rainbow Lake Wilderness. So that way up in the
northwest.
That's the northwest
part of the state. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, as a matter of fact, one of the neat drives over there is if you're on Highway 2 from Ashland to Superior and you get to Iron River, take Highway H and kind of go down Highway H. It's a great drive through the forest over there. But you get to Delta, Wisconsin, and then you can stop at the Delta Diner. And you've got to do that. I don't know. Have you been there yet, Joe?
I have not been to the Delta Diner.
You've got to get to the Delta Diner, too. It's another spectacular place, incredible food, and just a beautiful drive down that way.
The other thing, I have seen a cranberry bog or a cranberry marsh, but I have I've never really been to a cranberry festival or, actually, it'd be great to actually, see how they harvest cranberries.
Oh, yeah. It really is pretty spectacular. And, you know, you see the pictures of it, and you always see the cranberries floating in water and things like that. And you think, well, they're raised in water. Well, they're really raised on vines and bogs. And then they flood the bog. And by sending a machine through that knocks the berries off, they float to the surface. But the cranberries really don't grow underwater the way it looks like when you see the harvest pictures.
Eagle River's Cranberry Fest is this weekend, so that's another thing to check out.
It is, and so is the Stone Lake Cranberry Fest. They're having one over there, too, and it's a good time to go up there and see that. And Eagle River Festival is always a good one. They make a big cranberry pie, as I recall.
Yum. James on Facebook says, Highway 64 all the way across the state. Highway 64? It says the park with the old pulpwood stacker in Cornell is beautiful this time of year.
Oh, it is, yeah. Yeah, no. That's up north of Eau Claire, up in the Cornell area. That's it's great woods up in that area. The Ice Age Trail kind of cuts through up there, and it really is a spectacular area.
So, what is tops on your list that that you do plan on doing or recommend I do in October, Gary?
Well, I wish I could. The thing that I wish I could do, Joy, is this weekend. I'm not going to have the time to get up to Bayfield where they have the Apple Festival going on.
Oh, Apple Fest.
And that is huge. I mean, it's a big, fantastic festival. They'll have the big 100-unit marching band going down Rittenhouse Avenue, and that'll probably be on Sunday. But they have apple brats and apple everything up there, so that would be a lot of fun. And then, actually, if you're into apples, another good thing for this weekend would be Galesville, to head over there. And Galesville, for people who don't know it, was actually named the Garden of Eden by a minister who figured out where it was.
Oh, beautiful. Well, we will continue this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, a fall fun and fall foliage edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. We'll check news, and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles. You're listening to the Ideas Network.
Leaves will fall from winter's chill. I'll recall the summer thrill that once you gave.
We will get back to our October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go in just a few minutes. But first, a reminder, we are in our fall membership drive. This is the first day, the first hour of the fall membership drive, and your support is the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great programs. Bill Martins is with me to encourage you to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 right now to make your gift in support of the programs you count on.
And we're looking for 18 pledges in the next 25 minutes or so to stay on track this hour. And when you pledge, you're going to be entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip.
Right. Donate any amount during the pledge drive. You could travel the Rhine River in Europe. You could see Alaska's beautiful scenery or experience the rich culture and cuisine of France. You help pay for the Joy Cardine Show when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Oh, those sound like a lot of fun. In just 1 month, there are hundreds of discussions on the Ideas Network. When you support WPR with a pledge, you're essentially making all of those conversations possible. So take that simple but powerful step right now when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge of any amount is needed and appreciated, and it's your pledge of any amount that will enter you into the drawing for a chance to win one of those great trips. But you could also consider making a gift of $1,200. Listener support is crucial to WPR's future.
If you'd like to do more than you've done before, consider a 9XM Leadership Circle contribution of $100 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
People who listen, you, provide the most significant share of WPR's budget. Your donation comes with no strings attached, so we can invest in programs that deliver the greatest value to you.
Yeah, your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and for the entire community. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We don't charge you up front. You pay exactly what it's worth.
Oh, man, it's pledge drive again. I should change the station. They're not really talking to me. Someone else will pledge.
Don't change the station. Sarah, we are talking to you.
What?
Do you listen to WPR every day?
Yeah, every time I get into the car and every night when I cook dinner.
Do you rely on the news, information, and entertainment that you get from WPR?
Of course I do. But you guys have people with more money who can make a big difference with their donation.
Actually, Sarah, you make a difference. Don't count yourself out. It's pledges from everyday listeners like you added together that make up the single biggest part of our budget.
Are you sure?
We are absolutely sure.
We're talking to you.
We really are talking to you. Don't make us come through the radio. Pledge now. Here's someone to tell you how.
Bill Martens will be coming through the radio. If you
watch out,
don't go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this fall membership drive. Joy Cardine with Bill Martens asking for your support of WPR. Your gift of any amount, $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
When you become a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, you take an important first step. Now take the next step and become a financial supporter.
The step from listener to supporter is easy. Decide how much you'd like to give. Maybe it's $5 a month. That's a great starting point. And then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, it's about 6:40 right now. The day is still young. Got a lot of the day coming up. Make a difference before you even leave the house. Donate to Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll have made a great start to your day.
Okay, looks like we need 17 more pledges to reach our goal this hour.
Can do it.
19 minutes to go. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 really helps, and it will also enter you into that drawing for two tickets for a fantastic WPR trip. And sustainers, monthly contributors, don't worry, you're automatically entered.
And we've got this for you. Ask for the WPR logo secure ID tags with your gift of $5 a month. That's $60 or more. These tags are, they're like a luggage tag, but they're better because they're smaller and they actually don't show your contact info.
You can just put one of these tags on your key ring or stick the other on your phone. If you lose one of these items, they'll have a way back to you. You can ask for these handy tags when you pledge $5 a month. That's $60 or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, if you're a sustainer, thank you very, very much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 a month or whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you to Susan from Oregon who says, I pledge because I listen to WPR almost every day and felt that I should contribute to the worthwhile programs on WPR. Thank you so much, Susan. And thanks to Eileen and Bill from Lancaster who say, it's long overdue. I listen daily for news, entertainment, and insightful conversation. I know my brain will be engaged when listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks for providing such a valuable asset to our state and beyond. Well, that's really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Eileen and Bill. How about you? Won't you support Wisconsin Public Radio with a pledge of any amount? It helps pay for the programs, and remember that you will be entered into the drawing for your chance to win two tickets on a fantastic WPR getaway. One goes to France, one goes to the Rhine River, and one that I will be hosting goes to Alaska. So we'll tell you more about that in a few minutes. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Again, we're looking for 17 more pledges in the next 17 minutes, so one per minute, and we'll reach that goal of 26, no problem. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks very much, Bill. Back now to our conversation with Gary Knowles, travel writer. He is the author of The Great Wisconsin Touring Guide. He is Upper Great Lakes columnist at Journal and Topics newspapers and contributing travel editor for American Boomer. He joins us once a month during this hour. This is the hour each week when we celebrate Wisconsin life. We talk about Wisconsin culture and food and travel and fun things to do every single month. And today, what's going on in October? Tell Joy where to go in October and where to enjoy fall foliage and fall fun and fall festivals. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Gary, there is so much going on in fall. You gave us this sampler packet of what, like 15 pages worth of things going on.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's, sometimes you think, well, it's going to be fall and we're going to slow down a little bit. Summer is just here. 15 pages is about as big as the calendar stays in summer. And not everything is in there, of course, but boy, it is packed. And, you know, especially with it being fall, you know, one of the things I've noticed driving around the area are all these splashes of orange I keep seeing. And it's pumpkins, and it's pumpkin season out there. And we should probably probably mentioned that this weekend is the big International Pumpkin Weigh-Off up in Nakusa. They have the Pumpkin Festival up there.
A Pumpkin Fest. Wow, that's perfect.
Oh, it's great. And they, you know, the thing is, I like pumpkins. And if you ever raise them, you always want to raise one. Oh, it's a pretty big one. I'd like to raise a bigger one. When you get up there, you're talking pumpkins that are 700, 800, 1,000 pounds. And, I mean, bigger than you can put your arms around. And so if you want to see some incredible pumpkins and squash, and they have gourds and several other things up there, head up to Nakusa this weekend. They also have cranberries because, of course, it's a big cranberry region. So,
boy, we have cranberry festivals going on. We have apple festivals going on. We have pumpkin festivals going on. I mean, are any other fall-related festivals going on?
Well, there are other fall festivals taking place, and the one that really that says fall to me every year is when they release the ice wine at Willersheim Winery, which is going to be this next week, the 8th. They're going to have a ice wine release day. And, of course, they harvest the ice wine. Usually it's in December, late in December after a couple of frosts. They harvest the grapes for that. But they don't release it until October. And so October 8th will be the ice wine release day at Willersheim Winery. Some of the rarest and sweetest wine you'll ever taste.
And is it free samples or not?
It is, as a matter of fact.
Good.
You can go up there, and it's a free admission to the ice wine release day. And they also offer horse-drawn wagon rides into the vineyard. And that is always a lot of fun, too. So it's always good. They have harp music playing, and they have available for purchase. Usually they have some good things that are great to pair with ice wine. And, of course, you can sample their other wines, too. So
sounds wonderful. You know, one of the things I would like to do, and it's not too far from the Willersheim Winery, I believe, isn't there a train I can take in that Baraboo area that will drive me through the fall foliage and such?
At North Freedom, Wisconsin, over in the Baraboo area, west of Baraboo, is the Mid-Continent Railroad Museum. And they have train rides kind of throughout the year, but one of the most interesting, I think, is that autumn one that they do, where you can get out and you see the fall colors, and it kind of runs, I don't know how long the run is. It's about an hour ride, as I recall, but it's really a lot of fun. And then, of course, as you get into winter, they actually do a snow train up there, too.
And Green Bay has the Great Pumpkin Train, apparently. Are you familiar with that? Is it another train ride where we can see pumpkins, apparently?
Well, it's the National Railroad Museum up in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. They have a train that goes around the perimeter up there. And as I recall, they have pumpkins available this time of the year, and kids like to get on. The kids get on, they do a run, it kind of goes out to the back lot, and they, if I'm not mistaken, they get to choose a pumpkin and then come back with it. And so they get a train ride and a pumpkin. So that's always a lot of fun.
Let's go to Pat in Reston. Hi, Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Pat, are you there?
Oh, yes,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Good morning. I was going to mention the Pumpkin Festival in Michigan, just a little bit, like 30 miles south of Green Bay and about 10 miles north of Manitowoc. The whole village gets involved. It's more than just pumpkins. It's blacksmith demonstrations, a children's parade. And the kids can get dressed up in costumes and march in the parade down Main Street. There's a pumpkin pancake breakfast at the high school. And there are close ties with the original Native American community, which now is located in northern Michigan. So sometimes the original Hanaville Potawatomi will make an appearance and have dances or, you know, cultural exhibits and so on. So very nice. It's an all-day affair, and it's throughout the whole village. The whole community gets involved, and it's lots of pumpkins, but more than pumpkins.
Sounds great.
Yeah, Michigan is a nice little town. We don't mention it often enough, I don't think, but there's, you know, a nice area over sort of a little bit north and west of Manitowoc and south of Green Bay, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is about 25, 30 miles south of Green Bay and about 9 to 10 miles north of Manitowoc.
Nice area over there.
Oh, very nice. Thank you so much. Any Any other, East Coast things going on?
Well, you know, later this month, speaking of over to the East Coast, something that I think you and I both have been to the edge of that, the Kohler Food and Wine Festival is coming up the 23rd to the 26th, and they've got some really good top chefs coming in, and of course, they're going to be celebrating their chocolates over there at Craverie. They've got an incredible chocolatier, and you can sign up. I was looking at the list of classes the other day. They have just dozens of seminars and classes. They'll teach you how to pair beer and pair wine, and it's all about food. If you're a foodie, it's a place you're going to want to be.
We have Luke on Facebook who says, last weekend we were up in the Lakewood Mountain Townsend area, Rustic Road, Old Highway 32. This weekend we are headed down Highway 67 through Eagle on our way to the last car show of the year in Woodstock, Illinois. Maybe a little rainy, but we will keep the wheels rolling and enjoy the scenery.
Have a good drive down there. It ought to be a good time for it, and hopefully the sun will poke through.
Yeah, well, boy, I don't know, Gary. What other what else is going on that we haven't mentioned that we should mention?
Well, La Pointe on the 18th has their great big fall festival, and La Pointe, of course, is just a wonderful ferry ride away from Bayfield. And if you get over there, La Pointe on Madeline Island is always kind of a really neat little community. And this is kind of their wrap up the summer day over there. And they've got a couple of nice art galleries and some good food and eating. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then going on in Madison it's going on kind of all over Wisconsin, is called the Science Festival. And they've been doing this, I think it's the second or third year now that they've done this. And it's the Nerd Night at Science Fest on the 18th. And it's for adults, they say. They're going to do, they have drinking and talk about all kinds of things. And so it goes on here in Madison, but I think you could probably stage your own nerd night anywhere if you wanted to. They talk about science stuff, and you always, you know, you come away having had a good time meeting interesting people, and of course hearing about all kinds of new theories and discussing possibilities. So.
That sounds like a great thing. Speaking of nerds, I was going to go to the Cher concert in Green Bay on October 25th, but it was postponed because poor Cher is ill, and postponed. And they're going to reschedule, so I hope that my friends and I are going to be able to go to the rescheduled Cher concert. But yeah, it was going to be up at where in the heck? I mean, the old Brown County Arena, I think.
Well, and Cher just keeps on plugging. She's great.
I think this is like her seventh retirement tour or something like that. But anyway, so that was going to be October 25th. I have to find something else to do in the Green Bay area, whether or not there's a festival or not. Do you have a recommendation of what I might want to do instead?
Well, it has to be on the 25th.
Yeah, it does have to be on the 25th. Or, you know.
Well, you can go to Shiocton. They've got at the Ferry House Workshop taking place over there. And
what kind of workshop?
It's called the Ferry House Workshop, and they're going to lead a workshop on building a ferry house. You know, those little houses? I don't know if you've ever seen them. They build little houses and little scenes, little dioramas. They kind of go down at the bottom
sort
of
like
a
fairy
tree.
Gardens? Where
yeah, it's like fairy gardens.
Well,
so
that would be equally nerdy to do.
That would be unusual, wouldn't it? And then it's kind of not right in the same area, but up in Fish Creek on the 24th to the 26th, they're having the Jack-O-Lantern Days up there.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and they say it's good for kids, adults, dogs, and pumpkin carving is going to be featured. So that might be kind of fun.
Boy, we're running late on time, but I think this is a nice closing comment. Albert on Facebook says, my favorite fall drive is my next one.
Absolutely. Well done, and that's where I'm going to go now.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joy.
Gary Knowles, travel writer, Upper Great Lakes columnist at Journal and Topics newspaper, and contributing travel editor for American Boomer. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and this is our fall membership drive. You rely on WPR for informative, in-depth discussions and fun discussions, and we rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong. Your gift right now of any amount makes a big difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Help pay for the programs you depend on, and check this out. We've got about 5 minutes left, and we're looking for five more pledges to reach that goal. So, five more in the next 5 minutes, Joy.
That's great. When you give, you will be entered into a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip of your choice. A pledge of any amount is your chance to enjoy European towns along the Rhine River, or escape to France, or explore Alaska.
Make your donation now. Get entered in that drawing at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, I certainly hope you enjoyed our conversation with Gary Knowles about all the fun things going on in Wisconsin in October and all the fun ways to explore our fall foliage. It's conversations like this that you tune to each Friday during this time because you love living in Wisconsin and love Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's right. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Make your donation in support of the programs that you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And remember that your pledge of any amount enters you into this drawing for your choice of three wonderful trips. Mentioned that you could go on a Rhine River cruise, you could go to France, or you could go on a cruise to Alaska. I'm particularly interested in this Alaska trip because I'm hosting it, Bill.
I was going to say, you must be so excited about that.
This is going to be great. We fly, it's going to be in June, mm-hmm. June of 2015, and June 12th through the 21st is the time for this Alaska trip. We will fly to Seattle, check out some sites in Seattle.
Seattle's awesome.
A day and a night, and then we're going to hop on a boat, and we're going to cruise up to Alaska, and we are going to do the Inside Passage. We'll see gorges and glaciers and, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Whales?
Maybe. I don't know. And then we will also be able to take an excursion on a train to go, you know, to go see some of the parks and scenery, and it's just going to be wonderful. I'm really looking forward to it. You can choose that trip or the other trips if you are the winner of this drawing. So pledge any amount to enter. Sustainers, you are automatically entered. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for four more pledges before we're out in about 3 minutes, so we're really close to that goal, and wouldn't it's so nice to start off pledge drives by hitting that first goal. So, now we only need two more. So great. So excellent. Make that pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and help pay for the programs you depend on.
If you've ever lost your phone or your keys, you will want to ask for the handy WPR logo secure ID tag with your pledge of $5 a month. You'll put one on your key ring and you'll stick the other on your phone. And then if you ever lose your phone or keys, these tags will help get them back to you. So make that pledge of $5 a month, $60 or more, and ask for the ID tags. And you'll also be entered into the drawing for the trips with that amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A sustaining membership is convenient for you, and it provides reliable funding for WPR. Just set up ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have one more pledge to go to
one
make
more.
Our goal. We will make it with your phone call right now or your online pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Join Sue from Rice Lake, who says she enjoys everything she hears on WPR. It is my companion throughout the day and evening. So, thank you, Sue, for your pledge. Now we need your pledge to make this goal. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. If you've made that pledge already, thank you very much. If not, now's the time to act, and thank you.
Thank you very much for your support.